Father, you have called Saturday's meeting at the Lebanese Presidential Palace a significant moment on this papal trip. What stood out the most for you?
There were several aspects. Obviously, the speech of the Pope about the peace is a fundamental moment because it is a speech not only for Lebanon but for the entire Middle East. And at the end, talking with the President of the Parliament, he said to me, all the people, all the politicians of Middle East have to receive and to read and to meditate this speech of the Pope. In this sense, I think it's a profound speech that helps to see the foundations of the work for the peace, not only the top, but the foundation that is typical of the method of Ratzinger, I think. And it was also very important, the moment of the meeting with the four heads of the religious Muslim communities here in Lebanon.
And these were all, of course, private meetings before the official discourses.
Yes, this was private, but it was the interreligious moment of this trip. There were four important personalities of the Muslim world, four representative of the delegation of the Holy See, and the Pope. A friendly conversation, and the Mufti has said, I think that for me is one of the most important that we can hear from him, that is, the Muslim people will that the Christian remain in Middle East and in Lebanon, because they know very well that a Middle East without Christian will be a poorer land, because the Christian bring a contribution, religious, historical, cultural, very important for the richness of these lands. And this is a sign of hope, I think. If really the most important personality of the Muslim are convinced that we have to be together in a positive way, that we have a mutual contribution to give for a common construction, we are on the right way.
And again, we heard both the President and the Pope lift up Lebanon as an example of coexistence, that same sort of message that Pope John Paul II spoke of so many years ago.
Yes, this is clear. This is a particular situation, Lebanon in Middle East, with this composition, with these different communities, and this pact that found this, the coexistence here in the land. Obviously, this is a message, but this is also a mission. This is something that is not done once forever. It is something that has to be done again, built again every day. We have seen how many risks there are in this sense. And therefore, to repeat this is to say we have to do our effort in this direction.
It seems that Lebanon's political leaders themselves really wanted this trip.
Obviously, this trip is absolutely helpful for the peace and the coexistence in the land. And it is very interesting to see in these days how all the composants of the land agree in a wonderful reception of the Pope, really heartily, and they understand that the Pope helps the peace.
Finally, Pope Benedict is meeting the patriarchs and bishops of different Eastern Catholic rites on this visit. Of course, he's handing them the post-synodal exhortation as a roadmap for the future of Christians here. Relations between these different rites sometimes have known periods of tensions. What does the Pope have to say now to the patriarchs and bishops?
This is obvious. If the exhortation says communion. We have to be a communion to give a good witness of the love of Christ in our world, and we have to be united. Every division, every concurrency, every indifference among the Christian communities is terrible lost of credibility, and then in this sense he will urge all the Christian communities the rights in the Catholic Church and in the Christian churches to demonstrate that the differences are richness of different traditions that are complementary, but they have to give the same witness of the love of Christ and of the love of God for all the men of our world.